and welcome back to another episode of the Provocative Podcast. I usually can hear it, baby, when you're doing the intro, and I couldn't hear it today. But we're back, girls. It's been like 2-3 weeks. I was just like at this point where I'm like, I feel like I had nothing to say to you girls, but I always have something to say, right? I always have something I could share with you girls. But I think sometimes I just get in this funk where I feel like I'm not good enough. And, you know, I think we all suffer, like, especially like social media influencers suffer from like imposter syndrome. Like, you always feel like you're not good enough, or you're like, other people are doing it better, or like you're not special enough. And sometimes I'm just like, what? Like, I'm just so ordinary, you know? Like, I just feel like that sometimes. And I was like, no, you know, because like, no, babe, there's a lot of things that happen throughout your life that you could just share, even if you don't have like some super motivating thing to say to them. They just want to hear about your life. And I was like, that's true. I have something I could share with you girls. So I'm excited to be back and like, just, you know, be myself a little bit more. Sometimes I just put this pressure on me to be like this perfect host, you know, like this perfect podcast host. And like, that's just not me, right? So as much as I want to be, right, so perfect, I'm not always that way. But let me just like give you guys a little update on my life. What's been going on? What's been going on in the jazzy world? First off, I don't remember if I did share this, but I'm pretty sure I did not share. Can you hear the washing machine in the back? Okay. I'm pretty sure I did not share with you guys that I got a new tattoo. I don't think I did, right, puppy? Okay. So, I got a new tattoo. I always think of bridesmaids when I think about that. But I got a new tattoo. I've been wanting to get something. Oh, I did share it with them because I said that I didn't think I was going to get anything else. But so now I remember I did share it with you guys. But yeah, it's a scorpion for Chris. So yeah, now I'm remembering. I'm like, yeah, I did. I actually went in detail about why I got the scorpion. So check that off. But life's been good. I did start a new book for fun. I still have not finished the books that I've been needing to read for like, you know, learning and actually like benefiting my life. I just like haven't really like sat down and read, but I did start a new fun book, especially when the summer comes around. I love to read by the pool. Back in the house, I would like, one of my favorite things was to lay out in my backyard. As you guys remember my stories, I bought like this, like just Amazon pull out bed thing that I could just put in my backyard. Now just stand out there like with a little thong and no bra. Now I have to like actually wear a bikini when I go out, but I'm excited because here in Houston, the weather's been kind of nice. So I got the book, A Court of Thorns and Roses. I know everyone's been raving about this book, and I am on chapter 19. So I'm like 166 pages in, and I do love it already. I don't know. I don't want to put too much pressure on it because I know everyone was like, I love it so, so, so much. I like it, love it. I'm getting to the point where I love it. I am one of those people though, don't come at me though. I am one of those people that likes to read ahead. So I'll just sometimes open up a page. Chris is looking at me because he hates that I do it. And yesterday I was like, oh, Jasmine, don't do it. And I did it. But the thing about me is I'll do it and then I'll keep reading. And like, now I'm like, man, I should have just kept reading. I'm like 10 pages into that. I just can't. The anxiety of what's going to happen is killing me. I'm awful. Okay, I already have anxiety, guys. These books just make me more anxious. And I know that the author is making this book like it's the first one of like the series, right? So she's like being super descriptive of the characters and the village, like the lands and the different lands, right? The Spring Court, Summer Court, all these things. And she's like so descriptive of a tree and a river. And I'm like, it's just a fucking river. But it's like, she's so descriptive. And that was one of the things I was complaining to Chris. I'm like, oh, puppy, this book is, she's just so descriptive. And I don't like people to be so descriptive. And he's like, babe, this is a good thing. Like, it's going to expand your vocabulary. And it's going to, you know, like, it's a good thing for you to be like more creative. And you'll be able to communicate better that way. And I'm like, sure, okay. But I'm like, can you just please tell me what's going to happen next? Because I'm tired of reading about this beautiful landscape. I get the picture. It's a beautiful landscape. Like, he took off his shirt. Are they going to have sex or not? Like, I am just, I'm like an anxious reader too. So I am at the point where now where, like, you know, you always get like, if you're reading a good book, you get to the point where you're like, oh my God, I need to be a faster reader because I want to know what happens now. That's where I'm at right now. Like last night, I was like, fuck, I want to read faster. So I'm actually really enjoying it. I'm excited. Even though I read some parts of the like towards the end, I'm excited to get to like the reason that that's happening, all that. So I am reading this. And after this, I'll probably just continue reading the series. I hope they're all just as good. But honestly, I was a little bit hesitant on reading this because I'm not a big like fairy tale type person like that. I'm like, I don't know. Like I kept thinking, she kept describing these creatures and I'm like, oh, it's just like a dream. It's fake. But it's like, no, this is like the whole, their world. Like people look like that, right? So it took me a little while to get used to it and to be like, okay, let me like get into this. But now that I'm into it, I really enjoy it. All right. Also, I got some blood taken. Let me just back up a little bit. As you guys know, I had been working with Audrey for my gut health for a while now. I think I picked her up in like September of last year, working with her and fixing my gut, which meant no more spin. It meant like a lot of more whole foods, not so many like glutens, artificial sweeteners, things like that. So even though I wasn't really big on the artificial sweeteners, I did cut off like every artificial sweetener. I think I don't even have anything artificial anymore. Gluten, girl, I don't think I'll ever be able to get rid of gluten, but I am like doing a better job of not having it or try not having it every single day. But yeah, anyways, the biggest change for me was getting adjusted to this new routine of not doing as much cardio because, you know, I love cardio. I love doing it for physical health, obviously, and like for the way that I look, but I also like for mental health. And when I stopped it at that point, I was like, okay, you know, it might be a good, I need to like maybe stop because maybe I've just been prioritizing it too much ever since, you know, after my competition and stuff. So like, let me just like stop overly working myself. So I felt like it was a good thing that Audrey was like, you know, let's cut back on cardio. Let's cut back on stressors, right? Well, I hadn't gotten any blood work done. And with the holidays and everything, to be honest, I fell off really checking in with her. Not just the holidays, the move to the new city, launching Moss, everything just kind of has like changed, right? And one of the biggest things I will say and the hardest things about this is that you have to decrease your stress levels for your gut health to get better, right? And as much as I say I'm not stressed, I think stress was always going to be a part of my life. And I don't mind it. I don't look at stress as a bad thing. I've tried not to because if I'm going to look at stress as a bad thing, I'm never going to be happy the rest of my life because I'm always going to be stressed. I love being an entrepreneur. I love what I do and stress just comes with that. There's no way not to be stressed, right? There's ways that I can manage my stress, right? And like reduce it by doing things like self-care, meditating, yoga, things like that are going to bring my stress levels down. But I think stress is always going to be a part of my life. And as much as I like tried to like bring him down to where she wanted, I feel like it wasn't enough. And so I've just haven't really been checking in with her. But however, we did do some blood work because for a really long time I was on T3, which is to help with my thyroid, to speed up my thyroid. I've been on it for like 2 years. And I do feel like it helped me a lot. Well, I ran out and the company that I was getting my thyroid through needed new blood work done. And so since I was getting blood work done with Audrey, I was like, okay, well, I'll just wait. Well, I waited. That meant no more T3, which meant horrible, horrible side effects that I didn't realize were going to be taking place. If I knew that all these side effects were going to happen, I would have made sure I got blood work and a refill on my thyroid medication a lot faster, a lot sooner, but I didn't. Side effects were really bad. I was extremely tired. I like the loss of hair, the loss of sex drive. Like there were so many side effects with it. I think the tiredness was just like horrible. I was just so extremely fatigued all the in time. Like, it was really bad. The side effects were really bad of coming off. They lasted about a month, and then they got better. But I will say that it's because I also started substituting vitamins instead of that, that would help with my thyroid. And because I went like cold turkey, didn't take any. And so Audrey gave me some vitamins, or suggested some vitamins for me to take. And I've been taking them, and it's been a game changer in my, like, just overall thyroid journey. Like, I feel a lot better. And so we did blood work, and I've been, like, 2 months, I want to say, off my thyroid medication. I did the blood work last week. So everything came back really good, so I'm really happy. The only thing that came back a little low was my vitamin D, which I just, I've always needed a supplement, and I'm just really lazy with it, but I'm starting to take it serious. Everything else came out really good. Obviously, if I wanted my testosterone to be a little bit higher, so my sex drive is a little bit higher, I could take a little bit, but I don't want to do any testosterone. I've done it before, just a little bit with Trinsen to help with my sex drive. And I, the only thing I got from it was, yes, the sex drive did increase, but so did the oily gland. So I was breaking out horribly. My hair was like super oily. My hair was growing really, really fast on my face, and I didn't really like that either. So I feel like the risk to reward for me wasn't enough. So I had stopped taking testosterone a while back, and I just don't think I'll consider taking it again. I have natural levels, which is fine. And now that I'm supplementing the vitamins that I have for my thyroid, it's been really good. Now, do I feel a difference in my energy levels? A little bit. I feel like with the thyroid, I had a little bit, with that thyroid medication, I felt a little hungrier and had a little bit more energy, and I feel like I was burning a little bit more calories. Whereas now I feel like I'm not burning calories as fast. So I'm not losing weight as fast. So just little things that I noticed, but I'd rather be natural. I think now going forward, I've been like, for the past few months, I've been on like this natural journey, and that the fact that I've been able to do it naturally now, I'm just like, I'm going to keep it doing it naturally until like, if there ever comes a point, like if I can't really lose weight or something and we really need a supplement, the thyroid medication, I'll do that. If anything, right now, if I feel like, okay, I'm not losing weight and I need to lose weight or whatever it is, I can just like up my dosage on my vitamins. But if you guys need guidance on those, I can totally help you guys out with that. But yeah, I just really wanted to share that with you guys, because I feel like I'm in a healthy point now. I have more energy now than I did a while back, which is a good thing. Do I still have troubles with my gut? Yeah, I do. I think, you know, especially during my period, that's when my IBS flares up a little bit more. And, you know, I don't want to say it's not my fault, because it is. Like, I don't follow Audrey's protocol the way it should be, but at the same time, I realistically don't want to. I don't want to give up gluten. I don't want to give up the things that I love forever and ever. I just don't. I love my dinners. I love my glasses of wine here and there. I love, like, that's what makes me happy. That's what, you know, fills my cup. And that's one thing I've had to learn. It's like, okay, well, if that fills your cup, that's going to come with this, right? So it's going to come with sometimes uncomfortness with your gut, which means you really need to make sure you prioritize your water intake, your movement, your teas, like peppermint tea, fennel tea, things like that, to help you. And it's just, you're going to be uncomfortable sometimes because you're not prioritizing no gluten, no cheese, no dairy, no alcohol. And to live like that for me was just like very, very, very restrictive. Not saying that I have that on the daily, but if I go out to dinner with a friend at an Italian restaurant, I want to be able to order something, right? So that's where I'm coming from in that aspect. And I just wanted to be honest with you guys. I think sometimes you just have to accept where you are in life and accept that if you don't do things a certain way, things are going to come with a consequence, right? If I want to truly heal my gut, I'm going to have to give up a lot of things. And am I really wanting to do that? No. And so I've kind of stopped working with Audrey just because I don't want to waste her time. I don't want to be checking in weekly if I'm not going to be sticking to not only the diet, but like, the second thing I was going to say is, I'm back to doing spin and I love it. And one of the big things for her was like, no running, no cardio, no nothing. Like, and I'm at the point where I'm like, I want to run. I want to do things that fill my cup. And I haven't done that in such a long time. If you guys are new to the podcast, I was suffering from really bad depression in 2020. Right after my competition, like really, really bad. And I found Spin. It was right after my competition in 2020 in like October. And Spin saved me. Going to Spin classes, I signed up one day and I was like, I honestly signed up because I was like so like paranoid that I was going to gain weight. And I was like, I'm not going to do the cardio in the gym. So Spin is like a perfect way for me to like get my cardio in. But it truly saved me. Going to those classes, like I would leave crying sometimes because I was like just so happy and it's exactly what I needed. And everything else in life felt so insignificant. And it gave me like, I felt like I had a purpose. I felt so good. And I had been at it since 2020, guys. For 2-3 years, I've been consistent with Spin class. And then last year, I kind of stopped going when I was training for a half marathon, running way too much. I should have not done that, right? But we live and we learn. And I was just, so when I stopped running, I was still going a little bit in Spin. And then Audrey's like, okay, no more Spin. So I stopped and I was like, okay, maybe this is a good thing for me. This is good. I'm not going to do as much cardio, as I was saying, like it's a good thing, right? Well, I think I learned a lot. I think I learned how to prioritize my body and how to prioritize my like rest and listening to my body. That's what I meant to say, listening to my body when it needs rest. But it also, I feel like it took a part of me away. And I felt like I wasn't myself for so long. And I've felt like that, guys. I felt like I haven't been myself for so long. And I think I've shared that with you guys. Like, I feel like there's been a change in me. And I, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, was like, you know what? I'm going to go back to Spin. Like, I want to go back. I got this thing called ClassPass. And I found a class. I found a studio here that one of my instructors that taught at Cycle Bar when I started in 2020 teach that. Just choked on my own spit. Jesus Christ. And so I was like, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna sign up for his class. And I was so nervous, guys, that day. I was so nervous because it was a new studio. It's here in the city, and every like those studios that I used to go to in Sugarland was like older, more like slower pace. Like I was like, oh my God, these girls are ripped. These guys are ripped. There's like a ton of people in this class. And I was a little bit shy at first. And I left that day feeling so, so good. Like so, I can't even explain the way I felt. And I was like, this is what I have been missing. This is what I have been missing these last few months. And I started going back, and I only go once a week. I've only been going like once, twice a week, and it's plenty for me. Like, this is why I said, like, I've learned so much taking a break from it, because I've learned, okay, I don't need to go 4 or 5 days a week for it to like, for me to be fit, for me to like feel whole. Like, I just need to go once or twice a week to fill my cup, to get some cardio in there, and like just to have some me time. That's one of the things I love about Spin, is that I go in there, I shut off the world. I don't like, don't have my phone. Like, someone is telling me what to do, and I love it, right? Everyone's been like, why don't you teach Spin? I'm like, absolutely not. This is like my safe place. I love that I come in here, someone else tells me what to do, and it's the best, like the happiest 45 minutes of like my entire day is being there, and I love it so much. And I want to thank like the hubby too, because he's noticed that I just haven't really been truly happy. And I was like, babe, I just don't know what to do anymore. And he's like, you know what? Fuck it, babe. Like, he literally was like, fuck it. If Spin is going to bring you happiness, I know Audrey's saying like, no stress, just fucking do it. Just do it. Do what's going to make you happy, and then deal with the consequences if it comes with consequences. And I was like, okay, you're right. Like, yeah, let me just do it. And I am so happy that he encouraged me. And I'm so like last week I left again feeling so whole. I wanted to cry. Like, I just like felt so good, and my endorphins are good. I feel like I finally feel like myself again, but even better, because now like I have this new appreciation for fitness, and this new appreciation for cardio and just taking care of yourself. Like, it's not just, I say it all the time, it's not just a physical thing and how you look in the mirror. It's how you feel, how it makes you feel. And like running and Spin just makes me feel so good, fills my cup. It helps with my anxiety so, so, so much. So I'm back to it. I'm back to it. And I highly encourage you guys to try new classes. I know sometimes it can be really scary. And let me give you guys another example. I did a class called Sweat on Friday, which is half workout on the treadmill, half workout on the floor. And I was doing classes like this in Lifetime back in like December. And when I was doing them, I just walked on the treadmill and like really like a faster speed and like really high incline. Because honestly, I was scared. I was scared to run on the treadmill. I've been scared to run since I can like, I think like 2018. I don't know. I think I like almost busted my face or like busted my butt on a treadmill one time. And I think I've just been really scared ever since. So I haven't ran on a treadmill in years, like in years. And on Friday I went to this class and I was like, my intention was, okay, you're just going to walk. And if the instructor asks you why you're walking, just like, you know, say like you have an injury or you can't really walk. Most of the time they really understand. You can't really run. Most of the time you can, they are really understanding. And like I said, they'll just make you go really inclined and like a speed three. And like, I mean, I'm drenched in sweat still, like your heart rate is still high. But something about that day, I was like, try running, just give it a shot. And I did, and I was probably the slowest one in the class, but I was so proud of myself because I have not ran on a treadmill in so long. And the fact that I had the courage to do it, and every time we ran, like he was like, okay, let's increase your speed, increase your speed. Granted, they were on like level 12. I got to level 9, guys. I got to level 9, and I was so impressed with myself because I wasn't able to go past the level 3, like in years. And the fact that I got into level 9, I was so happy with myself. I was so proud. And as soon as I got out, I called Chris and I was like, babe, I ran on the treadmill. And he was so impressed. What did you think when I did you? He was like, no way. And I was like, yeah, because he knows like I'm terrified. And I was like, I just felt so good. So like sometimes you can be so hesitant. I've been doing these classes by myself. I don't like have any friends in the city that like are gonna go with me. So I'm like, you know what? I have to do it by myself. If I'm gonna do something, I gotta do it by myself and I'll make friends along the way. And I will say Gustavo, he's the instructor in spin, he saw me and there was just so much love and joy when he saw me. And like, he gave me this like great hug that just felt so like wholesome. And like being in his classes again just gave me like so much like happiness. And like, it just, I wanted to share it with you guys because it really like fills my cup. And it's so important to do things that make you happy. They may not always be the best for you. Like, yes, it's high intensity training, right? It might not always be the best, but now I have a good understanding of when my body's tired, take the break, take the rest that you need. And I've been doing a really good job of balancing both and being like not so hard on myself like as I used to be. And now I feel like I am back in the groove of things. I feel like I'm back to like having a set schedule for the gym and having my set cardio. And I feel like that my old me, because for such a long time, the majority of this year, I've felt unmotivated in the gym. I feel like, okay, what am I doing here? I don't really feel like, you know, I want to work out, but I don't feel like this is my happy place anymore. And now I feel like, okay, the gym is my happy place again. Spin is my happy place. I come home, I feel fulfilled. I'm doing things. And now I went back to my old routine. We were going to the gym like at 2, guys, and that just was not working out for me. I was not getting anything accomplished. And I was feeling like such a failure because of it. And this week we went back to our old routine where we wake up early and then we don't go to the gym till 5. So we have all the morning and lunchtime to get my work done. And I will say this, I was being lazy. Like Chris was waking up like at 7:50 to get work done to trade. And I was waking up like at 10 a.m. And then by the next thing I know, I'm eating breakfast and then it's time to go to the gym. And like, I would come back from the gym, make dinner, eat dinner. And then I'm like, I don't really want to work. And I wasn't getting anything done. And I was like, it was like a few weeks like that. And then I was like, I broke down in the shower like last week and I was like, what is happening? I feel like I am not, like, I feel like I'm failing. I feel like I'm not like being productive. And he's like, well, babe, if you didn't sleep until 10 a.m., maybe you would feel a little bit more productive. And I'm like, I just can't get myself to wake up. I blame it on the Calm gummies, the sleepy ones, because, man, I'm taking a fourth of the serving of that, and that shit knocks me out, and I cannot wake up for the life of me. My eyes just feel so heavy, and the thing is, like, I'm usually a horrible napper, but that, like, I'll wake up like this, and I will just, like, go back down. Like, I just cannot wake up, so I've stopped taking those gummies and now I've replaced them with like a magnesium complex, which is turns out much better for you. So that's been like a little update for you guys about like my life, my blood work, where I am in my fitness journey. It's been a crazy beginning of the year as far as that goes, but I'm grateful for it, right? That everything that you go through teaches you something, and I feel like I've found my like mojo back. I feel like I feel really good. I have a good balance of things. Moss is doing great. We have a new shipment coming in very, very soon. A lot of new exciting things coming. If you're in the Houston area and you're listening to this and you're a girl, we are doing like a shoot on Sunday, but we need mostly men. So if you can come and bring your man and bring your brothers, let me know. Send me a DM. It'll be a shoot at 4 p.m. There'll be no talking. I can send you the info. You do have to be in Houston. Let me repeat that. Houston area is specifically Pearland area. But Moss is doing really good. We're so just so grateful for all you guys who have supported the brand. And we locked down a new flavor 2 weeks ago. We are so excited about this because we want this to be the summer flavor. And yeah, you know, it's just really, really good, really, really good thing. So thank you guys so much for supporting. One last thing before I wrap it up. We'll be in LA next weekend already. I can't believe it's next weekend already for the Memento Mori. I'll be there. Chris will be there. I'm bringing my friends. Art will be there. Brent will be there. Gabby will be there. Isma will be there. Aureli will be there. Eddie will be there. It'll be really good. Really, really good times. If you see me there, if you're going to be there, say hi. Please do not be shy just because I'm with my friends. I want to be able to talk to everyone. I want to take shots with everyone like I did last year. Last year, I got there so late. Like, I feel like I didn't get to enjoy it. I didn't get there late for my, it wasn't my fault, my flight got delayed, but I feel like I didn't get to enjoy it fully. And this year I'm so excited because we get in there on Friday, baby girl. We get in there on Friday. I don't know what we're going to do on Friday. Yeah. Probably the first stop will be Porto's because we want to take our friends to Porto's because I don't think they've been for breakfast. I don't know. Maybe for lunch. For breakfast, we'll do something else for breakfast. We land like at 7 a.m. So if you have LA recommendations for breakfast, let me know. And then I think we're going to do more than likely 90% sure we're going to do Disneyland on Sunday. I'm so excited because I have not done Disneyland. I've not been to Disney World since I was like 5 or 6. Okay. I don't even have memories from that place. And I'm just so excited. We want to take Kylie and Mia when they're a little older, maybe wait till they're like 5. But your girl's been begging. I think I've been begging to go maybe for the last like 2 years. I think, yeah, because I said if I get my pro card, take me to Disney, and I didn't win my pro card. And I thought he was still going to take me, but he was like, I was like, baby, you going to take me to Disney? He's like, no, you didn't win your pro card. I was like, jab to the heart. But now we're going now, okay? We're going now. I figured it'd be so much fun as a friend group. I'm just really excited. I'm not a big person who rides rides. I hate roller coasters and things like that, but I'm willing to do it. I convinced the baby to go. He was like, you don't even ride anything. What's the point of going? I'm going to ride things, but I'm mostly excited about the food. I've heard the food is so great. Just, you know, super, super excited. So if you're going to be there, let me know. But yeah, guys, I just wanted to update you guys on my life, what's been going on. If you are going through a funk, take action, do something that's going to make you feel better, whether that's taking a class you've never done, hanging out with friends, doing things that fill your cup. It's so important to do things that you want to do. Maybe there's something that you've been like hesitant on. Maybe it's like you've been wanting to learn how to do makeup. Take the leap, watch some YouTube videos, buy some makeup, and just try it out. Like, that's what I've been trying to do, is like take the leap into doing things that I want to do. I was like about to take this leap, but Chris is like convincing me not to do it. And guys, he convinced me not to do it, okay? And I'm like, baby, you're not supportive. You, like, always convince me not to do things that I want to do sometimes. He's like, baby, this is one of those things that I'm just, like, not on board with. I don't think I will ever be an amazing singer, but do I have the potential to be a good singer? Maybe, if I took classes. If I invested money in teaching lessons, I think I could be a decent singer. I recorded myself to, which song was it? Was it a Selena? It was a Selena song. And I recorded myself and I listened back and I was like, listen, I'm not that bad. And Chris like sent it to our friend group and asked them for their opinion. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do that. But okay, maybe not everything is meant for you that you wanna do, but just try things out. You never know what's gonna come out of it. You never know who you'll meet. You never know what the other side of that's gonna look like. And yeah, guys, I just wanted to share what's been going on with me. Things are great. I'm happy. Gonna, you know, still deal with gut issues for a little while, and that's okay, you know, until we find a solution. If you know, giving up gluten is it, I don't know if I can always be without gluten, but I'm just doing the things that I need to do. Supplementing water, so taking my supplements, doing what I have to do, and yeah, I'm happier now. So hope you guys enjoy the podcast. I'll keep you guys updated next week on my book. Let me know any other book recommendations that you guys have, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.